to die to save the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Johncast Podcast. It has been a while, and it is about time that I finally got back to doing this solo format. Last week, I guess it was a kick in the butt that I really needed in to get my affairs in order, I guess we could say. And so if you guys didn't check it out last week, I did an episode with the Random Noobs. They were on the podcast. We were talking about One Piece. We were talking about I would say three different views of One Piece, you know, coming from myself of where I currently am in One Piece, where I finally got up to the Wano arc and I've started getting into it. Another perspective coming from Giovanni of the Random Noobs of just exclusively reading the manga and, you know, just his thoughts and opinions on that. And then we had Anthony, who was kind of, you know, the one who led the charge, and he started watching One Piece up. Started watching One Piece first, got into it, and he started with the anime, caught up with the anime, and then started reading the manga. So if you guys are interested in One Piece and you just want to hear us banter back and forth about other things like the Last of Us, Transformers franchise, stuff like that, go check out the previous episode. You can find both of those. Well, you can find it on YouTube as one big episode. It's a 2-hour episode. And on most platform streaming or listening platforms, you can find that in a 2-part episode. It's cold in here. I know people may be questioning why I got a hoodie on and a hat in the house, but it's cold in the house right now. So this is what's going on. This is my presentation for this. But let's get into the episode for today. So recently, the Sony State of Play just happened for our PlayStation games out there, and today I'm not really going to be talking about the whole showcase. I'm going to be focused on one part that I was really hype about, but also expanding on the broader aspect of it, and that is the Suicide Squad game. I'm afraid to say that out loud. I feel like something's going to happen to me, but Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League. There were two trailers that dropped. There was a overview, which was a developer-focused trailer, and there was also a gameplay trailer that dropped out. I'm going to be talking a little bit about both of them. Also be talking about games as a service and how I think it's just time for games as a service to finally go. I think a lot of us are at the point that we're over it. So without further ado, let's talk Suicide Squad. You know what, while we're here, before we really get into it, how about a like, subscribe to the channel? You know, we're just getting started here. Goes a long way. If you're listening to this right now, hey, leave a comment, like Apple Podcasts, a review over there, Spotify, I believe you can leave likes now. So, hey, if you're willing to give me a 5-star, that goes a very long way. So, Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League. I want to say in this game right now, where I stand in terms of, I guess, my hype, after what happened over the course of the weekend, I kind of feel like my hype has significantly died down for this game. Seeing the gameplay itself, just, it was lackluster. It was uninspired for me. I feel like this game, coming from Rocksteady, I feel usually disappointed. But before, you know, I keep heaping bad praise on it, I just want to say things can change. I might play the game and, you know, feel completely different about it. Who knows? But at this point in time, I'm very disappointed by what I saw. With all the trailers leading up to this point, I feel like I can for sure say the story, I am going to enjoy the story. The story seems like it's going to be really good. You have the Suicide Squad stepping up to basically stop the Justice League, who have been taken over, I guess, brain controlled by Brainiac. And we have seen a whole bunch of trailers up until this point. The last really big one before this was the reveal that Batman was in this, in the Kevin Conroy last voice performance as Batman. So I'm definitely excited to see that. We've had reveals of The Flash. Originally, this started with Superman. We've seen Green Lantern. I believe we've seen Martian Manhunter in the trailer. I may have that wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong. But yeah, so with the current trailer, we also got a reveal of Wonder Woman as not one of the people who are in control or being controlled by Brainiac. Seems like she's going to be assisting the Suicide Squad. But yeah, based on the things that we saw, I just feel like, hold on, let me get this together. Let's see if we could make this way work the way that we want it to work. But based on the gameplay that, didn't want that to happen. But based on the gameplay that I saw, just everything that went down, everything that happened, I just felt like this game feels like I feel like I could go play Crackdown, like, to be honest. Like, I feel like with everything that we saw from this trailer, you know, I feel like the high jumping, the shooting, all we need is driving. But I just felt like I was looking at, like, Crackdown, like, Xbox. Originally came out for Xbox. I played all of them on Xbox, Crackdown 1, 2, and 3. We had the remake, I guess, which launched on Series X consoles. No, that was Crackdown 3. It wasn't a remake. Sorry, but Crackdown 3 launched. And I felt like when I see this game in action, in terms of the game, like, just what you're doing, I just feel like I'm watching Crackdown. Like, yeah, everybody has their unique movements, and it feels like what that unique movement is, maybe how they get around, which, as we're watching, or as this trailer is just playing in the background, we have Harley Quinn swinging around like she's Spider-Man in a way, with it looks like a drone that she keeps latching onto in most of the scenes that we get. We have Captain Boomerang, who has a Speed Force gauntlet, I believe. So when he launches his boomerangs, he's launching himself to that boomerang. We have King Shark, who's just basically jumping around on pure strength. And we have Deadshot, who is he has a jetpack, which allows him to hover in the air a little bit longer than others. But yeah, basically, like, just as you see, like, just watching this, I just feel like this is not even Rocksteady making this game. Like, it looks like disappointing to me, uninspired. Like, I feel like I've seen so many games like this. And then the thing about it is that this is also, they're not labeling it as games as a service, but it is at the end of the day. You know, this is all about, you know, looting, you know, destroying the enemies, getting the next gun, you know, increase the scores of your gear constantly is like a grind. And this game is also going to have a battle pass, which they confirmed during the developer style trailer. I'm probably going to play a little bit of that in the background in a minute. But as far as, you know, just games as a service period, like, I can't really, like, it's hard to say who to put the blame on here. Like, Rocksteady, in terms of their history with the Batman games, like, I like all the Batman games. I know the last one, Arkham Knight, I believe that was, is quite divisive because of the Batmobile gameplay. There's a lot more of that in the last one than, you know, probably welcome. I mean, I did enjoy it, but, you know, I would prefer it to be a little less, but it didn't really take away from the overall gameplay for me. So I feel like when, you know, when you see a Rocksteady game, that's kind of what we've been conditioned to see in a way. So when I see this, I just feel like, you know, this is a Suicide Squad skin slapped on top of Crackdown. We have all these unique animations for each character, but that seems like it's relegated mostly to finishers, or, you know, just how they move, stuff like that. So when I'm looking at it, I feel like it just feels so uninspired. Like, I feel like I've seen better. And I think a problem of this is that the games is a service aspect in it as well, because this is just like basically your run and gun shooter at the end of the day. That's what this game has basically been revealed to be. So when I wanted to go into games as a service background, basically, I feel like we're at a point in this cycle where games as a service took off, and that was mostly with Destiny. But we have been seeing them fail more and more often with like bigger high profile releases in the games that they try to illustrate or try to put them into. So for example, the last big one that I got excited for was Avengers, and everybody knows Avengers. Recently we had news that Avengers was they're pretty much done with it. They're not doing any more updates on it. They're not doing anything else, but that game failed at launch. Like, that game was a lost cause when it launched. I played it because it ended up on Game Pass. So I played it from beginning to end, and I can say, as I tell people, because of what the game is billed as a game as a service game that includes as a Game Pass, or sorry, not a Game Pass, a season pass. It also includes, you know, constant grinding for new gear. As soon as you get a new piece of gear, within the next, you know, 2 minutes, you're probably going to have another piece of gear that's stronger than that. So it never really felt like you could, you know, do much with it. Hold on, go back to this real quick. This is that Wonder Woman reveal, which was, you know, kind of interesting. I'm a fan of that, you know, that model. I did like it. I enjoyed it. But yeah, the constant grinding of getting new stuff. And even in that case, right, it was just like, I thought that when the game came out, the way that it was being advertised was, hey, you can get this gear, and it was actually going to change the look of, you know, the character. But that's not even what it was. You had your, you know, your skins that you can unlock through gameplay, and then you also had your skins that you could get through the game, through the season pass. I keep wanting to say gamer pass because I'm thinking about Game Pass. But when I play that stuff, right, when I see this stuff, and it took away from like the whole overall experience. I felt like if that game was just a beat 'em up game, right, I just dropped in, like, I felt like that was the next generation of Marvel's Ultimate Alliance, right? That's how I wanted to view it. Like, if I got a whole bunch of friends together and we played it, that's what I felt like that game could have been. Or even like later on, a game that I personally kind of, you know, shat on when it came out, and I was like, I just don't want nothing to do with it. That was Guardians of the Galaxy, and it swayed my opinion, because when I played Guardians of the Galaxy, it was a single player experience that focused on dialogue in the game and also the gameplay itself. It wasn't about looting, because I assumed, you know, when it was first talked about, it was going to be just like Avengers. But after playing it, it definitely swayed my opinion of it. And I really believe that, you know, if you haven't played Guardians of the Galaxy, that's a game that you should pick up and play. It's definitely a fun game. Nice, easy, you know, nice, easy playthrough. Definitely has some replayability in it. Definitely highly recommend it. But when you get, you know, those games, and then you come down to, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy, it just feels like, why can't we just get stuff like this, right? Or even, like, it doesn't necessarily have to be single player, but if it is going to be multiplayer, why can't we have this balance of, you know, first of all, a finished product of a game? Because this game comes out and it has bugs and all that stuff, then that's even going to be a bigger issue. But a finished product of a game, instead of all these companies continuing to worry about how can we be the next Destiny, how can we be the next, you know, to keep a, instead of just putting a game out, being done with it, or, you know, adding DLC on top of it to add to the experience, why is it that we have to have games as a service, right? Have to have a season pass. A season pass that, you know, requires us to grind for however long, to unlock more gear, to, you know, make the process of the game faster. You know, I think the last time we had that was Assassin's Creed, where they had speed boosters, I believe they were called, where, you know, that long period of time you would take to grind through the game, they actually put speed boosters that you can pay for, which sped up the grinding process, which I still didn't like. To this day, I have not finished Assassin's Creed Valhalla because I just couldn't do it. And Ubisoft has become corporate of just making games that you can do something. It's like literally do something in the game. You pick up a Ubisoft game nowadays, and it's just, there's so much stuff to do and you get overwhelmed by it so easily that, you know, unless you're really one of those, you know, diehard fans who wants to get to the end, it takes a very long time to get to the end because you're going to get sidetracked really easily because there's something right here to do. You walk down here, there's something right there to do. And that's my opinion of it. So with Suicide Squad, I was hoping that what we would get was, you know, continuing down the same process, because this also takes place in the Arkham universe, which leads me to questions where that universe left off. But, you know, something like that, even if it's a multiplayer game, I was looking something more in the Guardians of the Galaxy vein of things. But seeing as the way that this is now and the way that this is, you know, shaping up to be, it just felt like, oh man, not another games as a service game. And I felt like based on the reaction that we saw on Twitter and stuff, that was a, you can see it, right? That everybody, this game was so hype before, like there was so much talk of it and how everybody was excited for it. Once the gameplay trailer and stuff came out, it just felt like, man, not again. And you know, like as we're going here, this is part of the developer style of the developer trailer where they're talking about it. We get to a point, so yeah, right here, this is where I want to focus on the gear screen. This right here is what I'm tired of doing in games, right? It's always like, it is even like weird that with Captain Boomerang, it's Captain Boomerang focused on a gun. Like, yeah, it looks cool with the, you know, whole, we have this, but the gear score with the, you know, all this stuff, damage per hit, critical damage, all this stuff, I'm so over it, right? And then even, you know, at the top of the screen, if you look, we have the battle pass, you know, pretty much confirmed. And yeah, and it just feels like, I just, you know, with contracts, all that stuff, I just feel like this is going to be a game where I have to grind for a lot of stuff. I feel like, yeah, the story may be really interesting, but just like I said, the gameplay itself is what has me like down on it now. Like, I was one of those people who was like, yeah, definitely getting this game when it comes out. After the first trailer, I was on board. Second, third trailer, I was definitely on board. I believe the Kevin Conroy trailer got released next. This game got delayed a couple times, and even after that, I was still on board with it. But then the gameplay actually dropped. First, there was a leak a little while ago of this screen flown around the internet that people got their hands on, and it was just this, right? It was like a picture of this confirming this, but at the time we just waited, and now the trailer came out and basically confirmed it, and it just felt like, man, oh man, like the amount of hype that died that day. Like, I'm curious to, like, I don't think the branding of the Suicide Squad alone is enough to get people to buy this game. I really believe that it was Rocksteady being behind it, and what we saw in the story trailer. But once the gameplay, it just changed everything. So it's just like with, oh man, like even seeing Harley Quinn. You know, like, let's go back a little bit. This right here, with King Shark, this whole thing right here, like, I'm just not a fan. Like, I'm not a fan anymore. Like, I don't enjoy this much anymore. Like, I hope it's different than what I'm seeing. Like, maybe I'm gonna get it, and it's not a grinding experience. I'm already down on the gameplay, but the grinding experience, right? Just hope that we don't have to do that. But, you know, we do see the leveling up, so it's hard to believe that this is not going to be the case. So when this game finally launches, right, I'm not even so sure that I'm going to be day one, right? I'm not even sure. Like, I used to be able to say, hey, I'm getting this game when it drops, but I don't even know if that's the case anymore. I don't know how I feel about it. I feel like when this game does drop, I'm probably going to sit back and see what reviews look like first. And then, you know, kind of consider if I'm going to do it, maybe watch a couple live streams and see how this game goes. But it's just like, you know, with the industry as a whole, I wish we would move away from games as a service and go where we used to be. Another issue that I have with this game is that you have to be online to play it. Like, that is just, you know, if this is supposed to be a story-based game, why? Like, we're this always connected to online for no reason, just to play a game. You know, it's stupid, right? Just to play it. Like, if I want to just enjoy my game offline, why can't I do that now? Like, anymore. You know, there's, like, some games, like, I don't think they do it as much anymore, but, like, NBA 2K, there's points in that game where, you know, they hit you with a big sign at the bottom of the screen and let you know you need to update the game. Like, why? Why is that necessary? Right? Why can't they just, little notification in the corner, let me know, hey, the game needs to be updated. Boom, go away. It needs to be plastered right there like it's a big advertisement. It's stupid. Like most single player games nowadays, there are some single player games that you have to have an online connection to play it, even though it's a single player game. They launch like that. Eventually they do fix it, that is not required, but it launches like that, and it's stupid. So I'm pretty sure that not much is going to change about my opinion of this game. I don't think it's going to get worse, right? I think that's the good news. I don't think my opinion is going to get worse on it. How I feel about it, I don't think it could get any worse than it already is. So when we get to, I believe, May 26th is the release date on this game, when this game finally drops and we see I'm just going to, like I said, hopefully be focused on the story and, you know, see what's going on there. Because the story itself does seem interesting, right? It seems like, based on the end of the gameplay trailer that was released, that the goal is to literally kill the Justice League. And that is what needs to be done in the game. You know, some of these skins look really cool. Not gonna lie. I hate it, but they do look really cool. Yeah, when the time comes, in May 26th, we got around about to be 2 more months till this game drops. When we get to this part of this gameplay, it's like it just it takes so much wind out my sails. But when we get to the point of, you know, when the game drops, we'll see how it goes. I'm interested to know what you guys think, how you feel about Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League. Did this game make you more hype? Did this game make you lose some faith in what we were seeing? What's your thought process looking like? Other than that, that's probably going to wrap up this episode of the Johncast podcast. Like I said, this episode is on YouTube. This episode is also audio. So you can find both on almost all platforms. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at jtrell180. Sometimes, from time to time, I am streaming on YouTube and I am streaming on Twitch at the same time. It's not really often, but there are times you may catch me playing Apex. You could come and join the comments. We could chat there. I'm sometimes online just chatting. So YouTube is the John Katz podcast. That is the YouTube channel. And with the Twitch, it is jtrell180. So other than that, I hope you guys are having a great day, great night. Hope you enjoyed this. See you guys on the next episode. Peace.